Good afternoon, everybody. I stole this picture from Herb Wilcutt when he had some experiments in Seneth, Missouri, and there was some ongoing experiments on time and motion study and all those. And I thought of working behind this system to collect the data for soil compaction, and collected soil cone penetrometer data and moisture data, and I'm going to discuss how I did that and what was my motive behind this work. I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated because Ed helped me on that. Herb Wilcutt helped me on getting information where these locations are and connected with me people. Logically, the model builders, and I would like to especially thank for the cotton producers who helped to go me there in the field, and Dr. Chris Bry, he provided me instruments. I will go with introduction, what was the objective, what I tried there, what were the results, preliminary results, and what are my future plans, and I will summarize everything. It has been proven that whenever there is wheel traffic, soil compaction occurs, and this has been related to yield reduction, especially in Auburn University. They have been working on this for a long time. And in other countries, like this, the third reference, which is from Pakistan, they found that there is about 7% of yield reduction in cotton when there will be no tillage or conservation tillage, and if we have traffic continuously during that particular field, on that particular field. So if this is the case, what are the physical results? In one of my experiments in University of Arkansas, Fayetteville experimental field, I found that there was reduction in root length, and there was lateral, sorry, go back. And there was yield reduction, and there was lateral root development, and it is also seen, oh come on, there was reduction in yield as well as the canopy exposure. So in keeping those experiments in my mind, I thought of working on or looking after this soil compaction, if they're going to be with the these new machines like the Model Express 625 and 7760, and what impact they have in comparison with the old system or the conventional system. And I, fortunately, I got a chance to work on this system at the Seneth. And in case of compaction, what were the compaction levels and what will be their patterns? The field was in Seneth, it was Dunklin County, and the field, total field was about 41 acres. That has soil, dub silt loam, and unfortunately, this data was collected only after harvest. I went there when they completed their harvest. I collected soil moisture content data, bulk density, and cone penetrometer. And that cone penetrometer took the profile of almost 18 inches in the below the ground. This is my cone penetrometer. This is the bulk density measurement hammer. This is the soil moisture content. And I collected this data at the same spot at almost 100 feet away from each other. I will show you that. And this was the field. This was the plan of or the scheme of experiments laid down there. There were simultaneously these three systems were operating. These rows were about 2,000 feet each of them, and I collected data behind each of the inner wheels only, because I was alone there, and for almost 100 feet right from the scratch, or the when the machine was empty, I started collecting data, and it was turned around, and at the end of second row, or this one pass rather, almost all systems dump their modules, the mini modules, the mini, as well as the balers and the, for the conventional system. And at the end of this one pass and the initial start of that operation, I collected bulk density so that I will have some information along with the soil compaction penetrometer data, whether they go in hand. So I averaged that bulk density measurements at the end of the pass. And we investigated, like, if there is compaction, what is the intensity of compaction and what was the extent, whether this machine started compacting the soil right from the beginning when they were empty and the weight was accumulated at the end of this pass, and what was the depth of the compaction and what was the value, or the what was the highest level of compaction, what was the thickness of this compacted layer, and whether this, what was the time, when exactly this compaction started, or how does, if it occurred. What I found that, now what I did, I started this distance of the travel as zero, and end of the pass, it was totally 4,000 feet. So this is a single pass, and I found in the bit, at the end of the first row or the first picking, there was highest compaction. I'm thinking for the John Deere 996 conventional system, as the wheels were smaller, and at that time maybe the operator is preparing to turn around to go in another plot. For the new systems, these compaction levels were lower, but there is a specific trend which is at the end of the row, the compaction occurred little higher than what it was initially measured. And after that, I found out the compaction occurred at the third inch, fourth inch, and sixth inch. So totally, in all the layer of the thickness layer was about 3 to 4 inches right from the scratch, or the right from the beginning of the compaction. And those values, if we consider 200 psi of soil resistance at the saturated condition, those values were certainly higher for all over the pass or the entire travel of the machines. This was at the fourth inch from the soil surface. Those values were higher. Similarly, at the fifth inch, there are some discontinuations of data sets, because beyond 5 inches, at some places, I could not penetrate the soil with the help of my probe. So those readings were considered as readings completed, and beyond that, I could not have that soil profile with my resistance measurements. This is at the sixth inch. If you see, again, conventional new systems, they go almost hand in hand at lower depth. I found that for the conventional systems with the bowl buggies, only this data was collected only for the picking, not with the traffic of bowl buggies and the picker, rather the module pickers. I found that the average bulk density remains same, and that might be the variability due to the field conditions. But in case of the new systems, that bulk density was higher at the end of the pass, or at the end where they dumped the modules. The difference was not high enough, or it was not big, but it was there. And I'm working on those and finding out what are the reasons for that particular work. The moisture content, as the soil is compacted, there are chances that the moisture in there, the water content, that is flushed away, and that was reduced in almost all cases. So there is possibility, like with the new systems, when there will be no boll buggies, there are chances that there are hypothetical situations where that will create lower field traffic, but certainly for the conventional systems, the compaction levels were higher at the maybe two inches of the ground surface, and that was very shallow compaction. For the new systems, it was little deeper, but it was certainly lower than the conventional one. And the bulk density, which was very logically increased with the accumulation of this weight of the bales, for all the systems, that weight is about 8 to 10,000 pounds. So it was very logical result. Now, this was only preliminary observations in a single field. I'm thinking of continuing this work and collect the data. It was considered as a seed concept. What is going to happen when the systems will be popularly used in future? And for that, I need to have to study at different places, different locations, considering the different soil conditions, different weather conditions, and different states. And I may certainly look for the yield and soil electrical conductivity data for each system. And it has been found that soil electrical conductivity and compaction, they also go hand in hand. So to make sure what I'm doing is right, I would like to collect that data. There will be tillage treatments for that particular season will be noticed, because there are some chances that people will go for no tillage or conservation tillage, or there are chances that certain growers will go for full tillage or maybe subsoiling every year. And that may be dependent based on situation at the grower's end. And then economics related to yield and tillage would be worked out in the future. And I would like to look at the spatial technology, considering the GIS and GPS locations of those travels of the machines. And I can see if there is a visual pattern of increased traffic with the new systems, or that traffic was higher in the conventional systems. I'm looking forward to work on that. And with that, I would like to take any questions. And I would like to emphasize that these were preliminary observations. More data is to be collected. Thank you.
Are there any questions? Are there any questions?
Yes, sir. He's asking if I collected the data when the module capacity was full for John Deere, is it? Yeah, actually that was true. When I say end of the pass, that means the data at that time was collected when the module was full, and as these systems were run in a single single field with specified or typical road distances, and the yield was same in each of the rows, almost same. Each system, when it was full, that was at the end of the second pass. So at that time also we collected data, and that's the reason why we found that bulk density at the end of that pass was higher, where the module capacity was filled up. Did you get my point? Or I can talk with later maybe for these details.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.